Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this series that features Tennessee Valley writers and poets. Today, we welcome new contributor Neil Wooten, who has written a memoir of his life growing up impoverished on Sand Mountain in Northeast Alabama. He brings us this story from the memoir. It's called Everyone Deserves a Tony.
I managed to get through 16 years of school, and if I'm honest, that was 16 years more than I wanted. I was not a fan of school. School, it seems, was not a fan of me. I attended Sylvania on Sand Mountain and might very well hold the record for most time spent in the principal's offices. I was the kid who always sat in the back of class and never raised my hand for anything. I wanted to be invisible. Unfortunately, I was too loud to be ignored. Not in volume or decibels, everything about me just screamed poverty. From my hand-me-down clothes from two older sisters, which were bought secondhand from a thrift store to begin with, to my wild, matted hair that got trimmed at home once a year. The treatment I received from teachers ran the gamut. Some naturally felt sorry for me. Many were basically indifferent, and a few seemed to resent my very presence. It was these teachers I most related to. After all, I resented my presence there, too. By the time I started seventh grade, I was counting down the days until I turned 16 and could legally bid farewell to the whole academic scene. But something strange happened that year, and I'm talking Twilight Zone bizarre. I had Tony Niblett for pre-algebra. She was an odd bird, to be sure, and I wasn't just talking about her flaming red hair or acute understanding of advanced mathematics. Tony wore blinders. You couldn't see them, but they were there. She didn't see the perpetually stained clothing, the ratty sneakers, or crappy haircut. She had this unique ability, almost on a psychic level, to recognize students with math skills. Almost immediately, we saw something in each other. What she saw in me, I can hardly take credit for. After all, my dad and granddad were both math geniuses. My dad only went to the second grade but could do advanced calculus in his head. Hence, my only bragging rights would be this incredible genetic gift. What I saw in Tony Niblett was rare. I saw a teacher who saw something in me. She took me under her wing, made me her teaching assistant, and presented me with math awards. My baseball and football teammates called me teacher's pet, and I relished that role. That's not to say she was easy. I managed to get through most of school without doing homework or even studying, but Tony rewarded hard work as much as she did intelligence and evaluated that work weekly by grading notebooks. So much for doing things in my head. I still have nightmares about getting my notebook up to date. Years after school, I jokingly told her that I had to seek professional help in the form of a psychologist who recommended I exorcise the red-headed demon who haunts my soul. Because of Tony, I stuck it out in school. In my senior year, she put together a math team and encouraged me to attend the tryouts. I earned a spot on the team and would win several first-place trophies in tournaments against much larger schools. My classmates, whom I had gone to school with since Head Start, were as shocked as the two principals who assumed I could only count to three, since that's how many swats from their paddles I often got. Halfway through my senior year, Tony asked me a question, and I thought she was joking. She asked where I was going to college. I truly didn't know I was allowed. When I told her I had no plans to further my education, her face became as red as her hair. She convinced me I was permitted to go and explained how she, too, came from a poor family and worked her way through school. I don't know how many people can pinpoint the exact moment their lives changed for the better, but that was mine. Because of Tony, my path was forever altered, and I am forever grateful. I mean, sure, I still buy my clothes and shoes from Goodwill and still have a horrible haircut, but doggone it, I'm a slob with several best-selling books. My memoir is about to be made into a mini-series. My cartoon is about to be made into an animated series in South America. And I am often asked to speak at all the schools in this county, including Sylvania. How's that for irony? I only hope that all students are blessed with a teacher who sees in them what they might not see in themselves, because life is hard when you're a kid, and we all deserve a Tony.
Neil Wooten is the author of With the Devil's Help, a memoir about his childhood in Northeast Alabama. He spent some years teaching math and now spends his time writing, speaking, and creating the cartoon Pancho El Pitbull, the most popular animated series in South America. Quite an achievement for a former pig farmer from Sand Mountain. You can hear Neil's story again with any and all of the past Sundial episodes by visiting our website, WLRH.org. Just click on the Shows and Podcast tab, then scroll down to find the Sundial Writer's Corner. And you can hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.